It is time for Sarah's Wakey Corner, if she doesn't choke over there. It's brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner, open for breakfast and lunch daily, 7 to 2. Everything on their huge menu is homemade with the freshest, highest quality ingredients. Sonny's Family Diner, 2171 West Henrietta Road. 418, here she is. You okay over there?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Possibly the worst time to have water go down the wrong tube, right?
Yeah, you're really... coughing over there. My
That's
gosh.
Okay. All right. I'm fine. We're good.
Good. What are we learning about today?
Well, today, you might not realize it. You probably don't realize it, but it's a national holiday today.
I did not realize it. Random Wednesday?
And this just goes to prove that there is literally a national, quote unquote, national holiday for anything and everything.
Okay.
Because today
is
National Drinking Straw Day.
Drinking Straw.
Yes.
Day. Okay.
Drinking Straw Day.
All
because...
right.
It was on January 3rd of 1888 that the first drinking straw was patented.
1888. That's a long time. A rich history of drinking straws.
Just you wait. You have no idea.
All right. Okay.
So the first known straws were made by the Sumerians.
The Sumerians?
Mm-hmm, and were used for drinking beer, probably to avoid the solid byproducts of fermentation that sink to the bottom of the beer.
What if you were in one of your bars? What are your bars served?
A brewery?
Yeah. Would you use with your fancy beers? And you saw somebody drinking with a straw.
I don't think I've ever seen. Yeah,
would
that's
you
a
go
weird,
all judgy on that's them?
It's a weird thing to drink with a straw.
Sipping my Guinness with a straw over here.
It's a little weird,
problem?
Right? Yeah. The oldest drinking straw in existence, found in a Sumerian tomb dated 3000 BCE.
Wow.
Was a gold tube inlaid with the precious blue stone lapis lazuli.
Oh, what?
Lapis lazuli.
That's a stone?
It's a stone.
Did you know that?
I did.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, go on.
In the 1800s.
This is the stupid side of the room over here.
In the 1800s, the rye grass straw came into fashion because it was cheap and soft, but it had an unfortunate tendency to turn to mush when put in liquid, and it also gave beverages an undesirable grassy flavor.
Oh, it tastes like you mowed the lawn.
Yeah, not great.
No.
So an American named Marvin Stone.
Marvin
Stone.
Marv.
Patented the modern drinking straw. It was 8.5 inches long and made of paper in 1888 to address the shortcomings of the rye grass straw.
Sure.
He came upon the idea while drinking a mint julep on a hot day in Washington, D.C. The taste of the ryegrass straw that he was using was mixing with the drink and giving it a grassy taste, which he found unsatisfactory.
Not having any of that.
With the grassy mint julep.
I'm
just
fed
not
up
good
with a grassy taste.
So he made the first drinking straw prototypes by spiraling a strip of paper around a pencil to make a thin tube. He slid out the pencil from one end and applied glue between the strips.
Wow.
Next, he experimented with paraffin wax-coated manila paper so that the straw would not get soggy when used and so that the glue would not dissolve in bourbon.
Sure. We're drinking bourbon with the straw now, are
yes,
we?
Yes, yes.
What are we doing?
Stone received the patent of the artificial straw on January 3rd, 1888, and the paper straw took America by storm.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, imagine that. You go from using a piece of grass, basically, to a paper straw. I mean, that's...
They thought the future had come.
Absolutely.
This was it.
Daily,
he was the Elon Musk of his day.
He was. And daily production reached 2 million at its peak.
Good for him.
Yes.
Good for him.
Now, plastic straws became widespread following World War II. The materials used in their manufacture were inexpensive, and the type of restaurants fare that they accompanied had become more affordable and popular.
Right.
Half a century after Stone's paper straw invention came the bendy straw.
The bendy straw. Love the bendy, like the ET neck.
And in the straw industry,
it's
called the articulated straw.
It's the articulated straw.
And that was invented by a guy named Joseph Friedman in 1937.
Another genius.
He was sitting in his younger brother's fountain parlor in San Francisco.
A fountain parlor?
Yeah, like a soda fountain.
He
observed his young daughter, Judith, at the counter struggling to drink out of a straight straw.
I'm sure, straight up. Yeah.
Right. So what he did was he put a screw into the straw, and he wrapped dental floss around the paper, tracing the grooves made by the inserted screw.
Uh-huh.
Finally, he removed the screw, leaving an accordion-like ridge in the middle of the once straight straw.
That's amazing.
After removing the screw, the altered paper straw could bend conveniently over the edge of a glass, allowing small children, like his daughter, to better reach their beverages.
That's amazing.
Right?
Look at that.
Right?
Just sitting there, and he went in that day, he had no idea he was going to invent something. Articulated straw.
In 1939, Friedman founded the Flex Straw Company. By the 1940s, he was manufacturing Flex straws with his own custom-built machines. But his first sale didn't go to a restaurant.
No?
But rather to a hospital.
Oh.
As nurses realized that bendy straws could help bedridden patients drink while laying down.
Look at that. It's true.
Right?
That makes sense.
Yes. Now, environmental concerns stemming from the impact plastic waste has had on the ocean has led to a rise in reusable straws.
I've heard of this.
Yes. In the late 2010s, a movement towards laws banning or otherwise restricting the use of plastic straws and other single-use plastics emerged. In 2018, Seattle became the first big city in the U.S. to ban plastic straws.
There you go.
And that was followed shortly by other major municipalities in California, New Jersey, Florida, and other states.
Yeah.
As of 2021, several eco-friendly alternative materials have been used for straws.
The metal straw.
Among them are hay straws.
I feel like
we're going back towards the grass here and maybe...
regressing.
We're not good.
Yeah.
Bamboo, seaweed. There are even straws made of pasta.
Pasta?
Pasta.
Are you serious? Yep. But they don't get soggy?
I mean, at some point, I think they do. Right. It just takes longer.
You've seen the metal straws, right?
Yes.
What are you supposed to do? Walk around that in your pocket? You go to a restaurant, you pull it out?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with straws, did you, Sarah?
Yes. So I thought we would play a song in honor of the inspiration for the first
Marv
straw. Yes. We're going to play One Mint Julep by Ray Charles.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Legends 1027, Ray Charles, One Mint Julep. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about straws.
Yes.
And the first straw was invented by a guy who was drinking a mint julep at the time.
That's it. Yeah, there it is. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. The oldest drinking straw in existence dates to 3000 BCE.
Before the modern straw was invented, people used straws made from rye grass.
And the first paper straws were coated in paraffin wax so that they wouldn't dissolve in bourbon.
Bourbon, baby.
Yeah.
Bourbon. All right. Wonderful. I learned a lot about straws today. A lot more than I ever
thought
I would ever know about them. And I'm fascinated by the fact that they're so old. They were using straws back, what was the original date?
Ooh, when they were invented?
Wait.
Oh, 3000 BCE.
3000 BCE, yeah. That's a long time ago,
Sarah. It is a long time ago. Even back then, people were using straws.
5,000 years ago, if I'm doing the minus and the two, and the, I think it's 5,000. It's a long time ago.
That's a very long time ago.
All right. Folks want to learn more about straws, if that's possible. Where do they go, Sarah? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog.
Yes.
If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And as you say, we went from grass straws to paper straws to plastic straws, and now we're working our way back down the timeline to paper straws.
We're back to paper and... some other things.
Have you had a paper straw? Have you used a paper straw?
Yes, and they're awful.
They are bad, aren't they?
They just disintegrate and
they're okay.
They get mushy.
They're okay right at the beginning.
Yeah.
If you're gonna guzzle that,
right? Yeah.
You'd be okay.
Exactly.
But after you get past 10 minutes,
it's not good.
They need to work on that a bit.
Yeah.
All right. Wonderful. Come back tomorrow, fresh episode for a Throwback Thursday.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. We've got to traffic and weather on the way next on Legends 102.7.